This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. And then Charlie Polillo at 11 o'clock and the rest of the gang here on ESPN 97.5. It was a crappy day yesterday, I can tell you that. It was a beautiful day outside here in Houston. Not so great if you were a poker lover here in the city. Our boys over at Prime Social shut down. As I understand it, Post Oak was as well. They also got to a couple of other places. It was unsure what happened at Lions. We represent them as well. Fred and AJ talked them up on their afternoon show. I think they play over there. I've never been over there, but I saw it. I understand it's a nice place, and they were having a nice time over there as well, but I'm not sure about what happened over there. But just an unbelievable, and this was thought to be a possibility that this was how they were going to go about it. I think the thing about this is, you know, they arrested 9 people in the 2 places. We know some of the main characters. We know all the main characters from Prime Social. But that I think that the deal is that you can't figure it out. The politicians can't figure it out. There are too many, I think, people who are tugging at each side. And I think that, you know, as far as legislation goes, I think that's a real problem. So what they want is for the courts to decide the legality of this poker thing. So I think this is what had to happen. I'm not sure. I think this money laundering thing and all of that crap, that the charges that were brought against them, a racketeering. Come on. I mean, they were running a poker establishment as a business.
It's literally a challenge of, is poker legal in the city? You have to have a case to make it stick. And it looks worse when they're taking out the hard drives and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa, what is happening? What were they doing in there playing poker?
They're
challenging the legality. If you ever think that weed is coming to Houston, guys, if y'all think legalized weed in the state of Texas is ever happening, you better wait at least 70 years.
Well,
you'll all be dead.
And I think that, and just as in this case, it's so idiotic because guess what? I don't know if anybody knows. There's weed in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
There is weed. And did we not learn anything from 100 years ago with Prohibition? You know how the mafia and organized crime gathered all of its steam was illegal booze. And now look at, like, there isn't a bar every other door. And, oh, you know what? That's no big deal. Just like weed will be someday. And they go, what a bunch of idiots that they let all of these cartels kill thousands of people, gain all of this money through illegal means when it's such a non-factor. And oh, by the way, with poker and legalized gambling now is going on in all of these states in the country.
It's such a backwards mindset. The stories I would hear at the poker table, and you would too, about the underground games and where people are like, thank God we don't have to go there. That was so unsafe. Or I remember when this happened, or we got robbed one time.
Oh, I don't have stories. A buddy of mine left an underground game at about 3 in the morning, went and like an idiot, didn't have enough gas to get home, stopped in a gas station, two guys came right up from behind him, beat the snot out of him, ended up in the hospital, took all of his money, and he was followed from the poker game.
Yeah.
This kind of thing is, and it's not alone. We've heard about Uzis coming into a game.
Yeah.
And guys literally dying. I was a friend of a couple of people I know that died at a poker game because he was shot. This is stupid. It's ridiculous that you're putting all these people in harm's way when this is going on. But, you know, there are groups that don't want poker to be legalized here because they're making money off of gambling. And they the lobbyists in Oklahoma and Louisiana here in this state are really, really hurting us.
Oh, I'm sure Vegas doesn't love it either.
No, Vegas doesn't. No, Vegas doesn't want. And Vegas worked its ass off not to get legalized sports gambling, and yet it's still passed. And guess what? Oh, my God. You mean people are actually doing this, and they're doing it safe, and we're collecting billions of dollars in taxes, as opposed to the bookies getting all of the money and no taxes being paid. I mean, it's just so backwards ass. This whole thing is just ridiculous. And it was such a pleasurable place. We see how nice it is now, as opposed to the seedy underground places where you have to. It's literally like a speakeasy. Did you used to go to underground games?
No, I never went to any.
I did. It's like a speakeasy where they open up the slot.
Is it really?
Who is it? Yeah. Oh, you got to text us. You got to text, and you need the text code to get in here. Here's the text code. 0141. Okay, come on in. And then it's just so stupid. So stupid how they're protecting us from it's happening. And yet all you're doing is endangering more people by not legalizing it and make it safer. There was no safer place than Prime. No safer place. Two cops on duty all the time. A metal detector that you had to walk through. Cameras in the parking lot, a valet parking so your car would be safe as well. I mean, it's unbelievable how and yet it's all special interest groups, all special interest. And it's not about the people or the safety or what's right or wrong. It's about special interest, and it's a load of crap. It really is a load of crap, and these people are good people that were running. I mean, they can't be nicer people than the people that were at Prime.
No, I've been on this tip for a long time. I remember speaking for Fred in 2001 at AP. This is about whether or not newspapers should have point spreads in them. They wanted to eliminate point spreads in newspapers. And I was speaking, and it was DeLoss Dodds, me, and some lady from the NCAA at this AP sports writers thing in Austin. And it is so comical how far behind the times these people, like, I think this is for greed purposes here, is my guess.
Yeah.
But you can always regulate, and when you regulate, you have a chance to collect money from it from a statewide. Yeah. I mean, it's so over the top. To this day, I can't believe that weed seems to fly under the radar more than gambling and sports betting and poker. Like, it's unbelievable to me, like, mind-altering drug. There's more people who are okay with that, but then they go, I just think this is going to tear down families right here.
You mean what they're doing already?
That's what I mean. It's so. it is the worst thing I've.
If you have this addictive personality that you're going to lose all the money for your family, you're going to do that regardless of if there's a poker room open.
100%.
You're going to do this. Ricky says, glad HPD shaking down a poker house while MS-13 gets 59 new gang members a day in this city. What a waste of time! It's just ridiculous. It's almost, we're back so backwards ass. And we laugh at prohibition. Why would you have prohibition? In 100 years, they're going to be laughing at us, going, "Really? You guys were so worried about weed, and it's such a common thing.
Yeah,
it's such a common thing in this country and around the world.
Well, you know the big issue. You know, it's weird that it was. I firmly believe it wasn't common. It was certainly not as common as now until like I think the Chronic and the movement by hip hop is what kind of changed that to more mainstream. But in LA, one of the talks is that a big percentage, I mean, it's legal, but a big percentage of people say, hey, we don't have a problem with it. We just don't like the smell in public. Is that's the big issue is we don't like the smell in public. We don't care if you get high. We just don't like it's off-putting and yada, yada. And there's talk about that. So I wanted to see what it looked like. So I went to this place that they had in LA called MedMen. And I said, I want to see what this, you know, I'm in here. I might as well see what it looks like. I'm not going to get a chance to see it in here. So I went in to see what everything looked like in there. And it was, I mean, it is, you realize then, well, the dealers are out of business because this stuff is so fine-tuned. Like, well, the ratio of CBD to THC is 7-1 in this one. It's 5-1 in this one. This is an indica strain, which is going to be more of just sink into your couch type of stuff and blah, blah, blah. And so they went over, you know, all the different stuff. The people greet you like you go into Apple, like, hello, how can we help you? Hi, can we show you anything today? What would you like to? They've all got these red shirts on and, oh, great. Huh. These little iPads in their hands. It's so. And
as opposed to Pulp Fiction, who was the dealer with the red?
Well, that was heroin.
Yeah.
Was, his name was Lance.
Yeah. His name was Lance.
This is Choco. This is Panda. Okay. He's got Choco and Panda and all that stuff.
Your local weed dealer's not any different than that, though. He's got, you know, his baggies of, you come in and he's in his robe and he hands you the weed and you leave.
I was telling a friend of ours who I said, you would have freaked out if you had been in here because they have, it's so fine tuned with this, and this. I said, it's just like you're in a Walgreens talking to somebody who's in a, you know, a pharmacist. It's not any big deal. And he goes, dude, he said, on the streets, where he said, when I was younger and used to buy, he said, on the streets, I said, well, what kind of strains? Like, I was like, I don't know, what kind of strains were you getting? He goes, whatever the guy had.
Yeah.
He didn't ask questions.
No, strains.
He didn't know. He didn't know. You didn't ask questions. He goes, there was a name on it, but you didn't really know a whole lot about it.
Come on. Oh, strains. It's ragweed.
And these guys are, and this was like the most fine tuned. Well, here we have, if you like brownies, gummies, these are pens that have a life cycle of 200. It'll dispense 200, and it's a. I can't even remember all the terminology. It's like, it's a low dosage dispense, which is meant to blah blah blah. And this one will keep you alert and awake. Like, I didn't know we could keep you alert and awake.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If you alter the ratio of, like, I just couldn't believe it. Well, it's the same thing with poker. You got poker rooms underground. Or you got this where you have two police officers or two security. You've got you've got
metal detectors.
Metal detectors. You've got cameras all over the place. It really is. And the only reason, and we won't spend more time on this. This will just be this last segment. But we had a ton of people come to us on Twitter yesterday and mention it. It was a big story. And KJ mentioned to me, because his buddy was there waiting to play in a tournament. I was headed over to play in a tournament. I just pulled money out of the bank. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, you were hurting your family. You're hurting your family. You know what? Yeah,
unless I won, then I was helping my family.
Yeah, you were going to help your family big time. Okay. Listen. I don't want to. This is not a pulpit, but man, it's just freaking ridiculous. It's all about special.
Yeah, don't anything that you see about. But what about the money laundering? Yeah, okay. Let's see if there's any prosecutions on money laundering. That's what they have to say. To get it to stick, to, you know, to go in and make a move in the court. What they're going to say is it's money laundering because you can go in and exchange money for chips and then chips back for money or whatever.
That place, from Lamont, that place is shady, bro. My partner played in a domino tourney and he put me onto some real shady bleep, and I told Fred Fowler immediately after it happened. What?
What does that even mean?
Have you even been in there? To even know what? I'll tell you this.
They had one domino tournament that was an outside tournament that came in. I don't know what that has to do with.
Yeah, they had a couple of tournaments there.
They had
a couple of tournaments. It was like an NCAA tournament. They had 128 players, and you play off until you get. And you know who won it?
Who?
Adrian Peterson's mom. She won.
She's shady, bro.
That's how shady that is. Place is shady, though.
Adrian Peterson's mom put Lamont on some shady stuff.
What? That place is shady. Lamont, have you ever even been in there? What are you talking about? I've been there 100 times.
At least.
And I can tell you, it was everything was on the up and up. Everything. Yeah. And it couldn't have been a safer place. I never left there. And it didn't matter what time you were leaving. You felt secure in there. So anyway, congratulations, though. We got back. We're going to get back all the underground games, and yeah, we're going to hear stories of guys coming in with Uzis. And
yeah, don't worry. You've made it safer.
Congratulations.
Houston. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations. Nice
safer
job.
Now.
Nice job there.
You Art Acevedo was like, we got to keep this organized. It's feeding organized crime. Like,
it's the exact opposite.
What is that's the dumbest. You want to talk about somebody who has no idea about anything.
You want to talk about. It's the exact opposite of that, Art. The exact opposite. All right, besthotelrates.com, besthotelrates.com. And people were coming in here to play in this $150,000 tournament. Guess what? They went to besthotelrates.com, and they were finding a hotel room. Now they come here, and they got the cheap room, but they don't have the tournament. But that's okay. You're in Houston. You know what? You got a great rate. At least you didn't spend all that money. Because you would have spent a lot more money if you went to a hotel and just this is Bill's hotel. Yeah. Can I get a room? Yeah. That'll be this much. What? How much do you want for a room? Let me go to Best Hotel Rates, Bill's Hotel. Oh, look it. I got a better price. Of course you do. Because it's besthotelrates.com. If you're looking for a hotel anywhere in the world, besthotelrates.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 737-803-7776. The number is to call if you want to get in here. Anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. Texans signed another safety, former Charger safety, Jahlil Adie. Addae. I guess he's Adie. Anyway, Dell, we've got some information about Jahlil that you were able to discern.
Well, I remember this particular part of his backstory before he signed. I don't know how the story came up, but I saw it. Jahlil Adie, now a Texan safety. He's had changes in his life. He's engaged to celebrate that engagement said, let's have a toast to more light-skinned babies because his fiance is a white woman. Jahlil Adie is a African-American man who plays safety for your Texans.
A little bit of a troll move.
And now he put that on Instagram. And as you might imagine, Black Twitter wasn't thrilled with him.
Wait a minute, because he wants some light-skinned babies?
Well, Lance talked about it before the show. There's a history with this type of thing.
And yeah.
Go watch School Days from Spike Lee if you've never seen it as a primer. I saw it when I was in college. And the good and bad hair song in the barbershop and I think it was in a beauty shop or whatever, but yeah, that runs deep.
Mm-hmm. No. And yeah,
that's why some people think Steph Curry. I mean, there's a whole subculture that Dell knows all about it, and all African Americans know about it. It's the like Steph Curry gets all the. You'll see stuff on Twitter sometime. Light skin, you know, light skin takes the L or whatever, and you see it's yeah. Like a whole subculture of, and there's some people who believe that's why kind of Steph and Klay Thompson get hated on a little bit, that they don't get the same love that's been out there a little bit. That's a whole different argument that I, you know, that's out of my pay grade.
And the imaging doesn't help him. If you're the video that I'm looking at,
it sounds like he wanted to do all of
there this. There are multiple, along with the Jahlil, multiple African American men, and all the women they're with are white, and that toast is being made. So the image.
Oh, there's multiple people around the toast?
Around the table. Yeah, it's a table.
Oh, so he was intentionally trying to gather up, like, hey, I need you to come over
for
this
picture. Yeah, you don't say, let's toast more light-skinned babies than every other couple's just black. It doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So, yeah, the rest of the couples appear to be African-American men with white women, and that's your new Texan safety. He did that about around February or so, and Black Twitter wasn't happy with him at all. So that's his other deal besides being your third safety now.
Well, that's something we'll watch for.
I'll put maybe a little bit more into
stock into
how he's covering really how he's playing on special teams.
Here's one of his
tweets. That's what he's going to be playing.
Here's one of his tweets, by the way. My roommates, I don't know when this was. My roommates, Low White and 8-1, whoever those are. Oh, CMU. When he was a Central Michigan player, both ugly and black as hell. LOL. Hashtag tar babies.
Ooh. Oh my Ooh. God! Are now, you serious?
Now I imagine those are his boys, so he's making that joke.
Oh, yeah.
But the people who went back through his profile after he made that toast were like, they weren't thrilled with it. They weren't thrilled with him.
Yeah.
Well, he's just not going to let Twitter.
No,
he's not going to take the loss against Twitter at all on anything. That's basically him telling you that, like, oh, no, watch me double down.
Well, I don't know when this one was written. It looks like people have just gone through his profile, because some of these things are from, like, 2012. But they went through his profile, because we all have to do that once you do something that offends us. You have to go through your profile and find more of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they went and found more of it. Oh, it doesn't seem like a joke. You've been doing this stuff for years. That's the thought process. But he's your third safety, so...
What about his play?
I think the more thing you should be apprehensive about is that Chargers Wire for USA Today said, when will the Chargers hold Jahlil Adeh accountable for his poor play in October? I think that should be more of a concern when someone writes that story.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got his own preference on skin color. That's
apparently,
fine.
Whatever.
That's fine. But whatever. It's that whole safety play thing that we're going to be worried about.
Why are you a street free agent with no one picking you up until May?
Yeah. I don't know that. Yeah, well, you know, you fill in some. Hey, you know what? He's might be just a camp body. We'll see.
No, he's probably. I mean, this guy's been a starter. So I think he's going to be on the squad.
Well, maybe Matt Khalil was a starter, too.
Who's the other safety?
Well,
Reed
you got
and Justin right now.
You got Justin Reed and Tayshaun Gibson.
Yeah, Tayshaun Gibson, that's right.
Yeah.
And who's your third? I mean, you do need depth. So my guess is, and that's a guy with NFL starting experience, my guess is there's a very good chance he's on the NFL, you know,
he's
on a roster.
He's a box safety.
There's going to be a few guys who get picked up who can play a little bit.
Watching video of him, he's a box safety. He's physical. He's very physical. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not he's going to be able to, that whole cover thing is another story. Yeah, that's going to be – that'll be an issue.
Well, don't put him in position often to cover.
Yeah. Well, then,
more
you know
zone.
What? Put him
of course,
at
Lonnie Johnson
put him at linebacker.
Corner, so.
Yeah, put him at linebacker.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think the Texans want to be a press and a bump and run, you know, kind of a press and follow cover team, which is a lot of man coverage. But we'll see. Let's get Jay in here. He's been waiting the longest. Jay wants to talk about the Rockets big men. And the Rockets big men need to play better. What's up, Jay? How you doing?
Let's get Jay.
Oh, Jay, don't listen on your phone, on your radio, please.
Okay, turn it down. Okay. What's up, Jay?
Oh, no.
Jay, turn your radio down.
No, it's Jay. That's all.
Okay, my question is...
Jay, don't do that anymore, okay, buddy?
What's up?
Don't listen on your radio.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. All
right.
That's all. No, take Jay off.
I don't know.
That's all. Take Jay off.
That's not hard.
He's off. You can't hear him anymore.
Oh. Okay. It looks like he's still up.
Well, he's not up anymore.
All right. Guys, when you call in, you have to listen on your phone. Otherwise, it's really annoying for everybody that's listening out there. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in. The good news is James Harden doesn't have – his eye is okay. No cornea issues.
Yeah, he was – which was obvious last game. I got scratched in the cornea one time. It's – to this day, I have problems. It did not fully heal. And when I'm – there's certain ways I can't squeeze my eyes too hard or gets extremely red and swollen. I don't know. Doctors can't even. Eye doctors haven't figured. No, everything looks healed. Well, I'm telling you right now, it's not healed. And when I got scratched, it was really bad. It lasted a long time. I wouldn't have been able to come out and shoot 3 of 7 from three and score however many James scored in the second half. That's how I knew James is going to be okay. Yeah. James is okay. He didn't have his eyes were red. They were not. It was not like mine looked, which were nappy. So James is fine. That's not an issue. And I don't want to hear about eye talk. Let's not bring up eye talk on Saturday if James doesn't shoot well. He shot fine after having his eye scratched. James is fine.
James actually shot better than he has this entire postseason.
There was a an article.
Maybe he needs some blurry vision. I don't know. Well, I don't know. All I know is he shot better than he had before.
He was 3 of 7.
Yeah, which is better than he had before.
Yeah. He just they need James out on the court playing. He'll be out there playing. They're going to win game 3, and we'll get to game 4, and we'll see what happens. The problem with the Rockets big men right now is that Clint Capella, when he's not catching lobs and dunking, he is the most passive guy with the ball in his hands right now. When he gets in the paint, I haven't seen Clint Capella this passive. And it's passive against guys like Kevin Durant. And I get that Kevin Durant is longer. But, dude, at some point, play like you're a big man. Stop playing so soft, Capella. So Capella's gotten soft this series. He wasn't much of a factor last series. This series is a non-factor. It's like if people take away the lob, catch and dunk, that he's become a non-factor. Where now you're not going to get a bunch of block shots against Golden State, obviously. But, dude, get on the boards like you've got some attitude.
It's funny that you say that because his one low post attempt, it was almost comical because we never see him do this. The typical low post guy.
You mean the one last game where he lost it out of bounds?
Lost the ball.
That looked so bad.
It was so bad. I mean, even one attempt to have him try to make low post moves and score down in the low post, it couldn't have been more.
First play of the game, they tried to get him going with a play, and he just lost it out of bounds. I was like, dude.
He is what he is, and that's a lob catcher.
You know, my buddy Rodney, who we talk a lot, he's the agent for Montez Sweat, as a matter of fact, one of the agents for Montez and Kendall Sheffield. And so anyway, we were talking last summer. I think I brought it up on the show. You were probably here. His whole thing was, why would you give Clint Capella all that money? I said, because Clint Capella is a really good player. What are you talking about, Rodney? He goes, what does he do? I said, block shots, rebounds. He can score. He's good in this offense. He goes, he catches and dunks, right? Yeah, obviously. He goes, do you think there are other guys in the league for much cheaper who can block shots and catch and dunk? And then he brought up like 3 players. And when he said that, I realized I didn't want to validate it because then I felt like I'm quitting on Clint Capella. But the fact is, you could for much cheaper. I mean, the true Daryl Morey move would have been to say, and it wouldn't have made me happy or any Rocket fan happy, would have been to say, what you do, your value is to catch and dunk and to block shots and to get rebounds. We have another player with similar value or who's got similar numbers and output who we can have for $7 million a year. We will go with the guy for $7 million a year who does the secondary stuff that really feeds off of James Harden throwing you dunks. And I think he was right, although I'm not saying I don't want Clint Capella. I love Clint Capella with the Houston Rockets. From a pure value standpoint, there's lots of guys who can catch and dunk. Mm-hmm. There's lots of guys who can block shots. And right now is a perfect example of where Rodney might be right. Because when you look at the Rockets right now, what does Clint Capella get on his own right now? Well, how's he controlling the series?
No, he doesn't.
Control the series defensively then. And once again, it's harder against Golden State because of how they play.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, he's been a liability trying to get outside, and
that's the one thing he does well. John, is he moves well to match up on people.
Not that
the only issue would have been timing because you were capped out. You had a Ryan Anderson still on your contract on your books. Obviously, James and Chris had big deals. Eric Gordon had a relatively big deal. You could sign your own, but I don't know if they had the money to go sign someone for $7 million.
But you don't forget now. You did that, though, as opposed to is maybe even just taking whatever was left available, and now you're hamstrung for the next four or five years with Chris Paul's contract, Capella's contract, and James' contract.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the team. Like it or not, this is it.
Do you feel let's break it right? 7:31. Todd, we see you. Biscuit, we see you. We'll get you in a second. You guys jump on in. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
In the meantime, I want to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
I hear it's easy to do.
It's so easy, you can do it in your underwear. That's right. That's what I've heard. And the point being here is that you don't have to put clothes on to sell your car. That's the point of this whole thing. Well, and to get the most money for your car. Guaranteed. Because if you can't beat CarMax, can't beat Texas Direct Auto, he's going to send you $100. And you know what? He says, yeah, you know, every once in a while I've got to send out a check, whatever. But he's got 50 guys. And his mandate hurt him before some. Guys, you're not spending enough money on cars. Are there cars slipping through our fingers because you guys are cheap? Well, give the maximum value for that car, and then we'll worry about it later. He loses on a lot of cars. He loses. He said he had a really expensive car that he bought. He paid $10,000 more for that car than the next highest offer. He loses because he spends more, because he pays more. So there, it doesn't make any sense if you're selling your car not to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 to get in here. To hang out with us on the show. You're more than welcome to do that. As Lance mentioned, Todd was here. And, Lance had to take a phone call. So I don't know. He'll have a question for Lance. I'll give it to him, Todd, if you got a question for him. What do you say?
What's up, John? How you doing, man? How you doing, Dale?
Okay.
What's up?
What's up?
All right. So the Texans... throw this out there. I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm a realistic Cowboys fan. I'm not one of the we're going to win the Super Bowl every year Cowboys fan. But the Texans really needed offensive line help, and somehow Mitch Hyatt, Clemson tackle, started 4 years, gave up 5 sacks in 4 years, 2 national championships. They were saying last year he was projected to go in the first round. This year he was completely undrafted, and the Cowboys picked him up as an undrafted free agent. How does that happen? How do you not at least take a seventh-round flyer on a guy like that? I mean, a four-year starter, I believe he started like 48 of 49 total games, and no injuries, gave up 5 sacks in 4 years. Like, how does the Texans, who desperately need line help, pass on somebody who could even potentially turn out to be solid, you know?
Mitch
Hyatt.
Because Mitch Hyatt's not good at blocking people. Why did nobody pick him up? Why did he not get drafted?
Four-year starter, but what this whole blocking people thing?
First of all, Clemson's offense doesn't require – same thing with Oklahoma's. They don't really have to fire off, and there's not as much movement with their run blocking. Like, it's not really pro-style run blocking a whole lot. I will say this, to be fair to Mitch Hyatt, I watched him after his freshman year. There was all this hype, and I was like, oh, my God, Mitch Hyatt's not that good. And then it just kept going like that. And everyone in the O-line community was constantly saying, well, can you believe all these regular people who are putting Mitch Hyatt on a high in these draft boards? Because if you really watch him and know what you're watching, you know that he's – but I did watch his tape this year, and I was expecting to be really disappointed. And I actually saw some things I liked. Here's the problem. He's not big. He's kind of smallish, kind of like Jonah Williams, actually. But he's kind of smallish. They don't ask him to do a lot of wide open pass sets. Jonah Williams, to me, has not Jonah Williams, but Mitch Hyde has a chance to make a team as a backup. But I know that most O-line coaches, I shouldn't say most, the ones I talked to weren't high on him. They thought he was an undrafted free agent with a chance to maybe move inside to guard or center. So I don't think just because a guy has he started a bunch of games for Clemson, that's great. Lester Cotton started some games at Alabama. He wasn't drafted. The Texans, I don't think the Texans are going to rue the day they didn't pick up Mitch Hyde as an undrafted free agent. I just think it's great that he played for Clemson, but that doesn't mean anything. Tytus Howard played at Alabama State. He's a first-round pick. Where you played, people get way too caught up in where you played and stuff like that and how many starts. It can matter, but the talent has to matter too. And he's just not a guy that's going to, I don't think as a tackle, is going to get NFL pass rushers blocked.
Yeah, okay. Would you, you said not, you don't have to fire out and do that stuff. Wouldn't you rather have a guy that got pass blocking skills?
Well, but
and you can bulk him up and teach him.
No, that's a fair thing. But here's what I mean by that. And this is the same issue with Oklahoma, and we saw last year with the guy named the big tackle, the stiff from Oregon. They don't ask him really to pass set when you're already in the gun. You're not taking the 3 to 5 when you're already in the gun. A lot of those guys will take a snap and take maybe a step back. To where it's basically basically about 4.5 step drop. And so all they have to do, these tackles don't really have to set out as either as much vertically or set out and protect a much more difficult arc. Their arc that they have to protect is much tighter because quarterback set point is much more shallow in college because they get to just sit down and look for throws. And a lot of the throws are coming out quick, right? Clemson, quick passing game. It doesn't really require. That's why you'll see a lot of the Pro Football Focus pass protection grades. Well, the best pass protector is this guy at Washington State. Guess who gets it out fast? It's this guy at Clemson. Guess who gets it out fast? Mm-hmm. Was that a plus because they threw it in 1.1 second? That's a plus for his block. Like they're not really forced to protect like you have to in an NFL pro style passing attack. Now the other argument at some point, probably within the next 3 years, is going to be well. You know, with more and more offenses going to this, you still want to have the best athletes and the strongest guys and the longest arms. You still want that, and that's not Mitch Hyatt. But the argument is going to – all these arguments are changing quickly because of how the college game is seeping in. It's funny how I went to high school or Division II into college with Hal Mumme stuff back in the you know, however long ago it was. And then Mike – we were talking about this at NFL Network. I can't remember who it was, who I was talking to. It might have been Terrell Davis about the quickness you had. The reason that the spread came in mainstream, to me, where I can place it at least, my dad coached with Mouse Davis in the World League and June Jones, right? Those are two, the Houston Gamblers and June Jones, you know, run and shoot, all this stuff. I don't know if Mouse was run and shoot or not, but it's the Hal Mumme stuff. It came in to college. Now, there were other places, but Mike Leach was a Hal Mumme disciple. Mike Leach brought it into Oklahoma for one reason in early 2000s because their offensive line sucked. And he had to bring an offense in where they could get rid of the ball quickly and throw it out on the perimeter. It was something that other teams hadn't really seen because their offensive line wasn't good enough to run it at people. Well, remember they won a national championship. They beat Florida mm-hmm. State that year. And that kind of opened people's eyes to, and it was done simply to make up for a bad offensive line. That's why it initially came in.
Wasn't it a equalizer at Texas Tech? He didn't have as much talent.
That's exactly what it was. It was an equalizer offense. What happens with everything is other teams say with good talent say, hey, we're going to do this. Well, it's no longer an equalizer for you anymore because you know the equalizer that has always been around now is the option. The triple option, Georgia Tech, Army, Air Force, Navy, right? They all run it. They got small offensive linemen. They can't compete. They're smart schools or they're this schools or that. And they got to – so the triple option is always the equalizer. It's an equalizer that you run. Well, then the good team started putting in zone read as their option game where they started
optioning players and saying, okay, we're going to read you now as a read option attack.
We ain't going to block you. We ain't going to block you.
And look what happened. Right. I mean, the best players, you throw the best players with anything. So it's always going to be a pendulum back and forth of what, you know, how you're going to use different things. And that's why one of the pendulums that's swinging now is power. So now we're going to run power. We're going to run at you. And New England has been great at this, saying, we're going to run right at you when you put these personnel. But now it's and Gary Kubiak was kind of ahead of it a little bit. We're going to go to 12 personnel, which is the one is one back and the two is two tight ends. That's why it's called 12, if you hear that. And when you hear 11 personnel, it means one tight end, one running back, which means three wide receivers. So more teams are running 12 because, and we saw with Gary Kubiak, it's kind of hard to figure. If you get a couple of guys that are kind of athletic at tight ends or that can split out, now all of a sudden it's harder to match up because typically that is a power set. If you're running 12, except, you got big bodies.
And except, you throw out of it.
Except when you got James Casey and Owen Daniels on the field and you're like, right, holy crap, now they're running four.
Or Gronk
four,
and Hernandez.
Or Gronk and Hernandez. And they're running four wide. And
you're if you killing try to, people.
And if you go small, then they will run at you. They'll run a play and run right at Gronk, and Gronk is going to be matched up on a small safety, and he's going to
they block him, yeah.
If you stay big with linebacker, you can't stick with Gronk or Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
So it's just constantly a matchup game, and that's why the college to the pro stuff is going to continue to happen. Because you know why? Because more college teams have to figure out how to do more with less, and that becomes it's about matchups and advantages and matchups and finding weaknesses in defense. That's why high school, the smartest people are always in like Texas high schools because they have to do it out of necessity. They're like, and we're not good enough.
Yeah, right. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Biscuit, we will talk about Capella on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I got to talk about being a champion. All this stuff leads to championships. You know what? You know where you can become a champion yourself with money in your pocket? You can be the money champion. You know how you become the money champion? By saving money on electricity. Yeah, everybody's got to buy it. Everybody needs the air conditioning and the lights and all of that. You got to have it. But why would you spend more? It's ridiculous, and your bill is going to start to climb now as the weather gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and you're going to go, why didn't I do this? Go look at your bill. See if your contract is up. I'm pretty sure your company didn't say, when your contract was up, didn't say, well, we got a better rate for you out here. No, they want to keep on charging you the higher rate. My company, Champion, when my bill is up, they say, oh, we got a better rate for you, so come on. And we do this, and I save money every single month. All you got to do is go to 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
I hear this.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
They've been enslaved for 30 or 40.
This is a true story. We get to Biscuit real quick. So we mentioned it earlier. So there was a raid on a couple of poker places, and they're trying to. What it is it's they're going to try to. They're trying to go after
they're
legal.
They're going to find out whether or not it's legal.
They're going to try to. Yeah, this is. Yeah. They have to come out and they say, "Well, money laundering and blah blah."
Stop.
These are charges they'll throw out there.
Yeah, every one of these places is laundering money. How?
So they can bring it into court. They're going to do this so they can get it to court. And then from there, they're going to try to fight whether or not this is legal. This, by the way, do you know there was a bill that was just getting set to be introduced about regulating?
And what?
They
and
raided now? Before the bill got to That's the right. House for regulation. That's yeah. Right. It's all timed. It's timed before the biggest tournament in the state of Texas history. It was all timed. So anyway, so they're going to try this in court, and we're going to find out whether it's legal or not. Their argument is it's illegal, and here's what makes up legal.
Somebody didn't want that bill to go through before all this negative money laundering This stinks of Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah, you throw...
Sex trafficking.
Yeah, where you throw that out there
where
at
you
somebody.
Just throw money laundering and racketeering out
but
there.
But you also bring out, oh, look at these pictures of them taking out hard drives, just like they do with pedos. Like, yeah. When anytime you see somebody's hard drive, you're like, whoa, they've got the hard drive?
Stop.
Did you see? They very clearly, the DA's office said, this is what we believe constitutes illegal gambling. Like, why are y'all even putting out illegal gambling then if that's not what this is about? It's because it's 100% what it's about. So we'll find out in court if it's legal or not. But I bring that up. I just want to throw some background out there because this guy said, any updates on Granado wellness check? John was shaking yesterday on the phone. Your life is pretty well set for radio. And then it's either poker or golf. You got an alternate, you know. Yeah. It's like you don't want to eat the same meal every single day.
Right.
So you alternate a little bit.
It's one of the worst days of my life.
And that's what you said yesterday. Yeah. You're like, now I've got to just golf and drink.
Yeah,
and
now what? Now all the golf courses. You know who loses? All the golf courses where I have to go every day now. And
why do they lose? They win, I thought.
Yeah, they don't win a lot of money.
Oh, now because you... If your games start off over there.
Well, no. Well, here's the deal is, and it's just ridiculous.
We've got to stop gambling. It's ruining families. It's ruining societies. We've just got to stop.
Yeah, well, you know what this is going to do, too? It's going to stop poker in this city.
I like that. We're going to finally stop poker.
Yes.
Which is tearing families apart.
It really is. All those families that are tearing families apart. Guess what? Guess what guys are going to do anyway? They're going to play poker.
I've seen children sold.
If you do this, I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm and people aren't going to be happy about it. Uh-oh. People who belong to country clubs aren't going to be happy about it.
Well, because I'll be the judge of that, sir.
If you do that, you do this, because I was a member of a club, and it was called Prime Social. It was a social club. Mm-hmm. And now every freaking country club in this country has got to stop, because there's poker games going on at these country clubs. It's a dirty little secret. I know there are poker games going on in country clubs every day.
Private
clubs where they have
poker games.
But it's
considered in private. As long as they don't take money. And it's legal.
And home games as well.
It's legal as long as you don't take a rake.
And there are underground games that aren't legal where they're taking a rape.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. Yes. This is happening.
This is where poker... I'm sorry, all these poker places were giving all the money to the mafia, I thought.
Well, it's racketeering and money laundering.
Oh, I thought the illegal stuff was going on there where I could also get a hamburger.
Do you know this destroyed every underground game where they were illegally taking a rake off of the table and making money and never paying taxes on it, as opposed to Prime and Lions and Post Oak and all these places that are paying taxes and the same exact thing is happening.
Yeah.
In a safer environment. But you know what? You've done it. You shut down poker in this city. Congratulations, Kim Ogg. Yep, you really, really have done an unbelievable service for us, taking away poker, because it's no longer going to be played here in seedy circumstances illegally.
You know what, though? I'm going to give them credit, because first they were able to eliminate, and the thing that was literally tearing our society to shreds, especially in this state, was daily fantasy football. When you could get daily sports like at FanDuel and you could...
Destroying families.
I saw families on the streets. I saw mothers weeping because of bad decisions at Kicker, because Kickers did matter in FanDuel. They were able to eliminate daily fantasy and FanDuel, and like families came back together and things in the divorce
rate. And nobody
plays
fantasy anymore.
Divorce rate went way down. Single mother stuff went way down.
Right.
Drug usage. And we were able to curtail gang violence. And it's because people weren't able any longer to make bad decisions like Brandon Cooks in their starting lineup.
Right.
You know, they were able to get back to being productive members of society. And this is part two. And I'm very happy about this, because it finally, they eliminated the scourge of fantasy, daily fantasy.
Not only daily fantasy, but there is absolutely no fantasy going on now in the state of Texas, Lance.
Yeah.
Thanks to our lawmakers.
Yeah. They've been able to eliminate
all fantasy play.
Yeah. And I tell you what, now, if we can get rid of, now, if we can make a run on alcohol if we can make a run on.
Well, we did that already, and it worked out poorly. You know what? With the creation of the the mafia, but it didn't really go all that well. But congratulations! And now that nobody can smoke weed, there's no such thing as a cartel. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for saving us from all of that.
I don't know if there's just weed cartels. There's cartels and other stuff.
Oh, really? You haven't seen Narcos Mexico?
Well, I think the harder stuff still has some cartels.
No, it was just the weed was an unbelievable business. He got greedy, right? Because he got into cocaine. But just weed alone, he's the one that started Sensimilla. Mexican cartel. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that weed industry that he created was... he just got greedy, and it all fell apart on him. But it was a happy story. It was a happy, happy, happy story when the cartel was able to run all of the weed, and no one died. And
I know they rarely do.
Everyone was happy.
Rarely do.
Yeah.
When you force things underground and let the shadiest people run them.
So congratulations.
It's usually when good things happen.
Thanks for saving us from ourselves.
Kim Ogg, shout out Kim Ogg. Shout out to all the state legislature who is finally getting rid of these dangerous things like having to decide who your tight end is going to be for, a 6,500 versus 5,100. You know, and I mean, that's like, oh, why am I having to get a divorce now? You know, it's things like that. Like, I guess I'll just have to sell my children on the black market because of what? Poker. I remember I took a bad beat and immediately tried to sell snacks. And I couldn't get anything for him.
Was she?
Now I don't have to make those choices anymore. Now I don't have to make poor choices.
Right. Because they saved us.
Because the only thing leading to my poor choices only came from one thing.
Poker.
And daily fantasy.
Right.
And now that both of those things.
Not catching that straight on the river?
Oh, it makes you do dumb things. And now that I've been able to get rid of both of those, or they've been able to do it for me, I feel like, okay, well, now I can get back to making good decisions.
Yeah, and actually keep my children.
Thanks, guys.
You mean like finding an underground poker place where your kids may not ever see you again?
Right.
Because
you don't come back because you had to go to a place that was seedy and it was sketch. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Random text numbers.
Thanks, cool guys.
All right, Biscuit, we got you on the other side because we went too long.
Because you guys are triggered.
Yeah, that's right. We are.
713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Hang with us.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.